not Sweet Home Alabama. Texans lead it by a score of 6-0. The teams to our left in the end zone stretching out and warming up on this warm and muggy night in Wimberley. Again, we had a two-hour rain delay, or not rain delay, it was lightning delay, actually. No rain at all, but it's a humid and muggy night here in Wimberley as we get set to start the second half. Jared Robinson, I guess the first half, the story, a couple of things. Wimberley's defense dominant. That's point number one. And point number two, you just have that lingering sort of dread in the back of your mind of, oh, man, Texans get inside the five and can't punch it in and get no points. Otherwise, the Texans would have a two-score lead here at halftime instead of it being 6-0.
Yeah, and you and I talked a minute ago. We see the ball game right now. Basically, the Texans have dominated the offense. They've dominated the defense.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's a 6-0 score right here. Like you said, we got within the five-yard line. Just couldn't quite punch it in. Had a fumble there late in the almost at the end of the second half right there. You know, those are unfortunate things. Those are things that as the year grows on, hopefully those things they get better at. They've still got a 6-0 lead, and I think that they can continue to run the ball. That's something that they've really – they kind of struggled with first two drives, and then all of a sudden Guy Kiparos, Jake Cockerham have come in and made some really, really dynamic runs and explosive runs. You see those first two steps have just been explosive for both of them. I look for some of the wide receivers to get involved. We haven't seen a whole lot. We've seen some scrambles from the quarterbacks, both Davin and JoJo. JoJo obviously with a 20-yard touchdown. Davin with a couple good scrambles on that last drive, that you know minute 17 left, and gained about 50 yards before the fumble there. But you know, I look for maybe them to open it up by the air. Guy Kiparos had a good job several times running the ball up the middle.
Yes.
Jake Cockerham's put his head down several times. So good to see from those running backs, because that's where it opens up those things. And I guarantee you that the Lavernia Bears coach went into halftime and said, we have to stop those big runs. Guy's had several of them. Jake's had a couple of them. And hopefully maybe open up the outside for you know, Colby Crowder, Gavin Gonzalez, Kate Stover.
And Texans, and of course you've been around football all your life and played it in high school, and you understand the importance of the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, oh so important in every football game. Texans, I believe, will get the ball to start this second half. I think Lavernia got the opening possession of the ball game, so I got to feel like that Doug Warren has told his offense, look, if you guys can get this ball, punch it in, give us a two-score lead. He's got to feel pretty confident the way his defense is playing, because Lavernia take away two big plays, the big pass play to their tall wide receiver, and then the big 56-yard run coming out of the goal line for Lavernia. The Bears have done nothing on offense, so I got to believe that Doug Warren's pretty happy with his defense, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, they've really shut down the middle of the field. They again, like you said, they came out, threw a couple balls. Quarterback for Lavernia really didn't look like he was in any sort of a rhythm. He did throw that one up. 6'5" receiver goes up, catches it at the top. You know, unfortunately, plays like that are going to happen when you're a defensive back. Nothing you can do about some of those. We saw several other times our defensive backs kept the receiver inside of them.
Yeah.
A couple interceptions, actually. You saw Valdez with one, Gavin Martinez one on the sideline, really making a great play right there, too. So, you know, defensively, they've kept the ball, you know, in the middle of the field. They've stopped them. The one run, like you were talking about, I mean, running back spins off, doesn't go to the ground. Heads up play by the Lavernia running back going ahead and extending that play. But other than that, Texans defense has done a fantastic job keeping them in check.
Texans have been able to get good play out of both of their quarterbacks as well. So a lot of positives that Doug Warren can take from the game tonight. A reminder, if you're listening to us, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's game, if your grandma or grandpa or your mom or dad out there or your cousin or you live in China and you're listening to this webcast and you want to receive a copy of tonight's game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. Again, 512-965-9969. And also, we're looking for fall interns this year. So if you're interested in broadcasting, come intern with us. Give our office a call for more information at that same number, 512-965-9969. All right, we're ready for the kickoff now. Ruiz has got it teed up. Actually, that's not Ruiz. That's Mason Kutara who's got it teed off. And we are ready to kick it off, and we are underway here in the second half. is going to be taken by Crowder, I believe, at the 7-yard line. Straight up the field. He's got all kinds of running room. To the 30, to the 40, 45, and flipped out of bounds. Near midfield is Kobe Crowder. Good grief.
Got a flag right there on the 40-yard line, but unbelievable middle blocking.
Man.
Unbelievable middle blocking by the Texans right there. I mean, literally a bus could have driven through there and not been touched until about the 35 or 40-yard line. So we'll see what the laundry is on the field right here. But great return. Hopefully continue to be great field position right here for the Texans.
I got a feeling this is coming back a little bit. Holding Texans. Gosh, that's too bad. You're right. Maybe that's why the hole was so big. It was huge. You're right about it. You could have driven two buses through that hole.
Yeah, and you know, when you're sitting up here as high as we are, you look down there and you see it, and we see literally nobody within the hash marks, only the return man, Colby Crowder, in between the hash marks, and then peeling it up the right side. You obviously, maybe something like that, you wonder what it is. Still decent starting position, 29-yard line. Again, Davin Masur looks like he's going to come back, start the second half.
Certainly is. Boy, Crowder's fun to watch, isn't he?
He is an electric player.
He can pick them up and put them down, as my dad used to say. Masur from the shotgun. Low snap. He gives it to Cockerham, though, who breaks a tackle at the 30, still on his feet, and that's about as exciting a 2-yard run as you're ever going to see. Second down and 8.
Yeah, 2 yards. You don't expect to see four cuts.
No.
And just the willingness. He doesn't want to go down. I mean, we saw it in the first half, putting his nose in the middle of it, and continuing into the second half. Good run.
Stops on a dime, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Second down and 8 now for the Texans. Just underway in the second half. Again, Texans leading it 6-0 over Lavernia. Opening ball game of the 2016 football season. Masur will turn, gives it up to Kiparis again. He's got the 40 and tripped himself, I think, at the 43-yard line. Otherwise, he might have taken that to the house. He got it all the way out to the 46-yard line. Pick up of 15 yards and a first down.
We talked about it coming out of the second half a minute ago, that Guy Kiparos and Jake Cockerham have really been having a lot of success up the middle of the field. We see it again there with Guy Kiparos, 12, 14-yard gain. And I think you're right. I think if he maybe wouldn't have tripped himself a little bit, he might have gone to the house on that one.
Yeah, I think he tripped himself up. I don't think anybody was near him to tackle him. First and 10 for Wimberley at the 46-yard line. Masur gets the snap, gives it to Cockerham, right up the middle to the 50, spins forward to the 45, he's got the first down, and down to the 44-yard line is Cockerham, yet another first down for the Texans. They're on the move now.
Unbelievable running right there. He gets hit, ends up taking two tacklers with him for an extra 4-yard gain. I mean, kid is just hard-nosed. Day one, it looks like he has come out here ready to play.
He's coming off the field now. Looks like he's a little bit shaken up. On the sideline, he's coming up getting some water. Maybe he's just tired.
Well, I think there were so many hands on him, they were pulling his jersey off.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Masur now will give it to Kiparis up the middle. He's able to slash forward for 5 or 6 yards. Nice job coming out of the locker room by this offensive line of Wimberley, Jarrett.
Huge pull right there. Lucas Snow, right tackle, coming in there. Center coming off, firing, and making that big hole again. Pounding it up the middle. You see Coach Warren just continuing to call those plays right back up the middle. 5-yard gain. You'll take it every time on first down.
Boy, no doubt. Second down and 5. Actually, I think he got 6. Second down and 4 now. Masur again from the shotgun. Fakes the handoff. He's going to take it himself. Big hole, 35-30. 25-20. He's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Davin Masur. No flags. 38 yards.
Explosive first step. We've said it how many times. He got the corner. They've been pounding the ball up the middle of the field every time. Kiparos, Cockerham, just been pounding that ball. Davin pulls it back. Reed, perfect on the defensive end, collapses. Comes around the backside. First step is explosive as Davin works so hard again on his strength, his conditioning. These coaches do such a great job with him. Scampers in, 39-yard touchdown. Huge play.
Touchdown by Masur. So both quarterbacks have a running touchdown. Now they're going to go ahead and go for 2, leading at 12-0 with 9:20 left to play here in the third period. Shotgun formation. Masur from the shotgun. He has Kiparis to his left. Kiparis is going to get it, and he is going to break a tackle and get it to the 1-yard line. He is stopped just out of the end zone, so the 2-point conversion fails. 9:20 left to play in the third quarter. Our score, Wimberley 12, Lavernia nothing. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Back at Texans Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. We talked about the importance coming out of the locker room in the third period. That's exactly what the doctor and Doug Warren ordered Jared. Texans march it down the field, touchdown. Texans lead it 12-0. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, you said it a minute ago. First 5 minutes of the third quarter is a big one. They've dominated this game, in my opinion. I think you would agree with me.
Yep.
Come out, first drive. Really pound it straight up the middle. Davin Masur making a 39-yard explosive play around the corner. Texans touchdown.
Curtis Bingle now with a line drive kickoff. It's taken at the 15-yard line. It's Ruiz 20, 25, 30, big hole 35. And out near the 40-yard line is the return man. And it looks like they're going to spot it at the 39-yard line. That is where Lavernia will take over. A reminder, if you are a local business owner and would like to help us sponsor these football broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community. Turn and the give off right tackle. A nice hold of the 45 and spinning forward for a gain of 9 yards is the running back, Derek Barnhart. It'll be second down and one.
Yeah, good blocking on the right side by Lavernia right there. Collapsed him. He got on the outside. Crowder brings him down on the right side. You know, defensively, you definitely don't want to give up 9 yards on a first down. Still got a lot of chance. Looks like they ended up another little interesting spot. Looks like they only gave him 8.
Yep, he's got 8 yards out to the 47-yard line. Lavernia's Spencer under center again. Turn and pitches it right. That's Kousert. He got the first down to the 50. Still on his feet to the 45. And the Lavernia offensive line looks like they're doing a good job now. Gets it to the Texan 45-yard line. That's a first down. Lavernia, of course, with their offense, they don't throw it hardly at all. And so if they get behind too much, it's hard for them to come back. But if you step off big chunks of yardage, you can certainly get back in the game in a hurry. They're at the Texans 45 right now, first down and 10. Trailing the Texans 12-0. Turn and the give up the middle. That's Barnhart again, but he's going to be wiped out in the backfield. Lost a yard back to the 46. Second down and 11.
You know, my grandpa always used to tell me, you can only go to the well so many times. And
That's it.
They tried to attack that right side a third time in a row, kind of bringing it outside the tackle right there. And the Texans said, hey, you know, we've had enough of that play, and no thank you, minus 1 yard.
Texans are so much fun to watch play defense, Jared. I'm looking out there, and they've got a lot of small guys, and a lot of them play up front. I'm looking at Kevin Rutherford right now, a junior, number 55 out there, and he's right over the center. He's right over the right guard. Little guy, but, boy, they've got a lot of scrappy guys that get to the football. Back to throw is Spencer. Looking deep, looking left, and incomplete. Again, he was going to his favorite receiver, Derek Miller, and Derek could not pull it down. Incomplete, third down and 11.
If I'm not incorrect, I believe Mr. Miller has been the target of every pass so far.
I think you're right. Every single, literally every pass.
Yeah, good play by Crowder right there, getting his arm up there and batting it away on a guy who's, I would imagine, got about 6-7 inches on Colby.
6'5 is his listed height. Boy, Lavernia struggles with her passing game.
Yeah, just, you know, getting the ball out and really delivering it. You got a 6'5 receiver, throw it up there, let him catch it.
Yeah. Third down and 11 now. Spencer will turn, gives it to Kousert. Big hole. Look out. 40, 35, first down. 30, 25, cutback, 20, and down to the 18-yard line is Kousert. He's dangerous if he gets loose, Jared, and he got loose that time.
And they did a little misdirection right there. They kind of put him into a tucked him behind the fullback, the blocking back, and brought him across on a trap on the backside and just, you know, kind of snuck him in there. And he got small and made it through on the left side.
Boy, this has been the most impressive drive of the night easily for Lavernia.
Yeah, they're moving the ball on the ground, and for them, that's going to be their big deal. We talked about their passing attack. It's, you know, kind of lacking it right now. If they can run the ball effectively as they've done in this drive, then they can be a tough team.
Two tight ends. They just pound it, and they pitch it to Kousert, but he's wiped out. A loss of two back to the 20, second down and 12. Yeah, they made some adjustments at halftime or something because they got nothing against the Texans in the first half, and they've driven it right down the field here on the first drive for them in the second half.
Yeah, and I see number 78, Big Ian Burnett, has got back in there in that play. We talked about it several times with 71 on the Lavernia team, getting Mr. Kiparos, Guy Kiparos, in the backfield, and 78 got his paws on the running back there, and Ian Burnett brought him down really from behind and kind of just swallowed him up. Those big guys up front are really making a difference.
Boy, no doubt. Big left tackle for the Texans. Second down and 11. Right up the middle goes Barnhart. He may score. He's at the five, wiggles his way into the end zone. 20-yard touchdown by the running back, Derek Barnhart, and it's game on again here at Texan Stadium.
Two big drives coming out of the halftime, beginning of third quarter. I think maybe you went in there and talked to the coaches possibly in the middle of
yes.
it.
Yes.
And, you know, first 5 minutes, as you said, both first drives, drive down, a lot of good running plays, and punched it in.
This is a huge extra point. Mason Kutara of Lavernia, he was kicking 35-yarders comfortably in the warm-ups. Sidewinding kicker, soccer-style kicker, up and into the night and good. Our score with 6:02 left to play in the third quarter, Wimberley 12, Lavernia 7. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes and Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Texans take a 12-0 lead coming out of the locker room, and then Lavernia drives it right down the field to cut it to 12-7. That's where we stand with 6:02 left to play in the third period. Kotera now will kick it off, and it'll be taken at the 16-yard line, dropped but then picked up at the 20-25, and that is Kiparis who is able to push it out to the 27-yard line, and hopefully for the Texans, their second offensive series will be as impressive as their first here in the second half was, Jared.
Yeah, they just continue to pound the ball right back up the middle. I mean, both teams on their first drives, again, drive down, score touchdowns, but both of them do it really strictly by running. You know, we talked about Davin earlier being a almost a third running back in that backfield. JoJo scored some touchdown earlier. Davin's got one. I was hoping that they would maybe open up the pass a little bit, but if you're Coach Warren, why change it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Weeks is in the game. Shotgun formation. Ball at the 27-yard line. Rolls right. Looking, and throwing, and it's almost intercepted. Wyatt Mann did a good job reaching back and keeping that ball from being intercepted. It's incomplete. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, and a double move by Wyatt right there. He came in. Or came out on the ball, hit the numbers, came out, and JoJo kind of gave him the pump fake, really head up the field, and a little bit underthrown right there. Wyatt got his hand back in there and knocked it away.
Looked like if JoJo had put a little more air under it, he might have had more of a chance to complete that one. And, boy, I can't help it, Jared. I'm looking at that scoreboard, and I'm thinking about those two failed conversions and just hoping that that doesn't come back to bite Wimberley. You can't help but think about it there in the back of your mind. I guarantee you Doug Warren's thinking about it. They turn and give it to Kiprus. Nice run. He only gets a couple of yards, but he's able to scoot it out to the 28-yard line.
Yeah, defensive tackle got in there, really got his hands on him back about 3 yards deep, and he makes a good move, ends up with a 2 yard gain, yard and a half gain, and those negative plays kill you. So getting out there and at least getting those 2 yards, third down and 8, a lot better than third down and 12.
5:20 left to play in the third period. Wimberley leading at 12-7, and now facing this third down and 8. Boy, it would really give them a huge boost if they're able to convert this. Weeks rolling left, looking, and now throwing over the middle, and it's going to be picked off. Picked off at the 50. Moving to his left is the defender. He's going to be tackled at his own 45-yard line. It was picked off by C.J. Kincaid, and that was just kind of a poor throw there by JoJo that time. He kind of underthrew it a little bit, it looked like, Jared, and Lavernia has the football.
Yeah, it looks like the trying to squeeze it in there between the safety and the cornerback, and Crowder had it kind of had a little bit of position, but overthrew him a little bit. In the standpoint, third and eight, it's almost like a punt on fourth down.
Really is.
So it's kind of one you lay up there, but at the same time, obviously, we'd like to see a complete pass for a first down. Texans got to stick it up on defense. They really, really had some good running plays. Lavernia did, so really got to get strong right here.
Yeah, no harm, no foul. I think you're right. They threw it deep enough that it is basically a punt. Here's Spencer now dropping to throw. He's going to tuck it under and run. Breaks a tackle. Look out. 45-40 and a shoestring tackle that time by Jake Cockerham. He probably saved him 20 yards of yardage there, Jared. Nevertheless, Lavernia gets it to the Wimberley 38-yard line, first down and 10.
Yep, just quarterback again, just slides up again, extending the play. They talk about it so many times in college and in NFL. Mm-hmm. You see it a lot of times in high school as well. You just don't hear about it as much. He slides up in the pocket, moves to the left, ends up big game. You're exactly right, huge play by Jake Cockerham.
Spencer with a nice run. Two tight ends again for Lavernia, per usual. Pitch right. And it's going to be Cowsert who's able to maneuver his way forward for about 6. Second down and 4, and the Lavernia offense is hitting on all cylinders here in the second half.
Yeah, it seems like they've really zoned something in on that right side. We've seen 3 or 4 explosive plays over there. We've seen some negative plays, but coach's staff must have seen something at halftime really attacking that right side.
Ball at the Wimberley 32-yard line. Second down and 4. Again, Spencer ducks under the center, and he will turn and give it to his fullback. Right up the middle, that's Beck. Pushes his way forward. He's got the 20, inside the 20, and down inside the 15-yard line is Beck. They're going to say that he's down at the 13-yard line, so that's a pickup of 17 yards, Jared. They're at the Wimberley 13-yard line.
Yeah, Wimberley's got to buckle down right here, tighten the chin straps up. I know Coach Warren, I know those defensive coordinators are down there really, really kind of chomping at the bit, thinking, hey, where's that defense from the first half that we saw so much of? Buckle down right here and hopefully maybe get a stop.
Spencer now is adjusting Beck's uniform and getting his shoulder pad back in his jersey. Movement up front. It's going to be against Lavernia. I think it was their left tackle that might have moved, Jared. That's a big break for Wimberley.
Yeah, it looks like Zach Neal again just lined up on that left side, maybe just kind of got a little bit ahead of start.
Yeah. They're going to back this up to about the 18-yard line now. Boy, that's a big plus for the Texans, though, Jared, to get that thing backed up to the 18-yard line. Second down now and 15.
Yeah, coaches over there, so many times you see penalties, and penalties, they cost you so much when you're down on the 13 and you lose 5 yards, first and 15.
Killer.
Tough.
And now let's see. They're going to stop the clock. Lavernia takes a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, Wimberley 12 and Lavernia 7. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.org.
Support comes from A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.
And by AMM Collision Center.
specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Spencer has it now at the 13-yard line, rather the 18-yard line. He's going to pitch it left. That's Beck, who's able to fight forward to about the 16-yard line. So that's a pickup of two, and it will be second down and 13 now for the Bears. The marker on the far sideline says third down. However, that's, well, now the scoreboard has it as third down. I believe it's second down from the 16-yard line, but both the scoreboard and the marker has third down here, Jared.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the break. I thought the first down was really when they got down to the 13 and a penalty. So
Spencer to Beck now inside the 9-yard line. They gash it up the middle to about the 9-yard line. Let's see what they're going to do. They're going to say it's fourth down. I swear this is a third down. Spencer looks over toward the sideline, and they're going to run their field goal kicker. Yeah, their coaching staff is saying over there that it's third down. I'm not sure what the deal is. They're running their kicker out here. The marker says fourth. The scoreboard says four. It's going to be a 25-yard field goal attempt. Big, big play here. The hold is down. The kick is up. It's a line drive kick. Did he get it in there? No good. Hooked it to the left. The kicker, Mason Kotara, misses the 25-yard field goal with 1:33 left to play in the third period. I'm telling you, Jared, that was third down, and I don't think that the Lavernia coaching staff on the field recognized it.
Well, and, you know, up here in the press box, we can hear kind of next door to us. We've got some of the Lavernia coaches in there saying the same thing, you know, third down. You and I both talked about it before coming out of the break, you know.
Yep.
They got down to the 13-yard line, 5-yard penalty. Obviously, it's not a loss of down. But, you know, hey, you take the breaks when you can get them if you're the Texans right now. And now you got the ball first down 20 on the 20-yard line.
Yep. And I tell you, I think Kotara, I think they rushed to get him on the field. I think that they didn't handle the clock very well there. And he's got a pretty good leg. Here's the give up the middle. Look, no, that's Davin Masur in the game. And he is able to step it forward about 18 yards for a first down to the 37-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for Wimberley.
Good play right there, right up the middle again. So many times, just come, you know, going right back up the middle, continuing going right back up the middle.
Ball at the 37-yard line. Gosh, and Lavernia is going to be sick if they look at this tape and this replay of this. And if we were right and that was third down, goodness gracious, that's a big mistake. Here's Kipperus now, who's able to get it to the 41-yard line. Kipperus, I should say. And he's able to pick up 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6. Clock inside of 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Wimberley leading it 12-7. Spotting the ball at the Wimberley 41-yard line. Texans in no hurry. They're running the play clock down a little bit. Masur in the game. Masur and JoJo Weeks have alternated at quarterback. Both of them have been solid and pretty much mistake-free. Here's Masur. He's able to throw it out left side, and it's caught in the left flat. That was Moss Carruthers on the catch. Not enough for a first down, though. About 3 yards short out to the 44-yard line of Wimberley.
Well, you like to see that, though. Moss coming out of the backfield, coming out. And again, coming out of the coming out of halftime, I said, you know, maybe open it up a little bit. They've been running the ball so well, they haven't had to throw it. But at this point right now, at the end of the third quarter, you like to see, you know, kind of putting it in the air a little bit, maybe even open up some holes for those quarterbacks as they go.
Fourth quarter will start momentarily. Our score after three periods tonight, Wimberley 12 and Lavernia 7. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on wimberleyradio.org.